Brian House, we're speaking here with State Representative Lakeisha Bosley. You and I just were in a hearing, almost 2 hours, tremendous support for your proposal. And again, I want you to clarify, but it sounds like your bill essentially, if there is any merger between St. Louis City and County, it would just be those two jurisdictions voting.
Exactly. That's all that my bill does, is it automatically goes with what is in the Constitution currently, and it just expounds on it to say that this is exclusively the only way for a consolidation of St. Louis City and St. Louis County to happen, is through the citizens of St. Louis City and St. Louis County who live within those boundaries.
Representative, the mayor of Vineta Park and the mayor of, I believe, Moline Acres were here. Very powerful testimony from them today.
Yes, very, very powerful, and I appreciate them. They have educated their citizens. They have educated their constituents, along with Representative Dean Plocker as well of St. Louis County. This is a issue of local control, and this should only be the localities who have the say-so and who have the final say in what happens in their day-to-day lives.
Final question for you. There were Democrats who testified, Republican. There were many African Americans. There were rural white people who testified. Every one of them said the same thing, essentially. Their words, not mine. They're saying that these are rich people that are trying to basically get their way.
Yes.
I mean, you heard that over and over again.
The Constitution is not for sale. The state of Missouri is not for sale. If it happens to St. Louis City and St. Louis County, guess who's going to go next? They're going to go to you. Jackson County, Lee Summit, they're going to go to whomever they feel as if they don't like something there and they want something from it, they're going to take it from you. And we don't want that to happen in the state of Missouri to anyone.
Final question. Do you have any sense of when they'd be voting the committee on any of these?
We do not have a sense. We'll have to work Dean Plocker really, really hard to get it done, which I don't think that would be a bad thing to do. He's going to exact on some of these bills hopefully soon here within the next week or so, but you never know with everything that's going to come down the pipeline from the Senate. So hopefully we can keep this in the forefront of our priorities as the House.
Always good to see you.
It's a pleasure to meet you too, and see you again. Have a good one.